إن الله والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بشرح صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم في سنة يوم الدين. أما بعد، my dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في الحديث الشريف الذي أخرجه الإمام البخاري ومسلم الشيخان بسند صحيح: خمس من الفطرة. Five things from the فطرة. فطرة which actually which Allah created, creating all of us and to follow. This is the nature of the Muslim. خمس من الفطرة. Number one, الاستحباب. الاستحباب. Number two, الختان. Number three, قص أو نتف الشارب، قص الشارب. Number four, نتف الإبط. Number five, تقليم الأظافر. And there is additional more than this five, we can go another day, inshallah. But let me explain to you what is the sunnah. We need to review the sunnah and to make our life based on the sunnah, inshallah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam needs the Muslim in general to be clean. Cleaning are, in Islam, are recommended for your salah, for your purifications. Therefore, everything came from the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to correct our life and to look different than the others and to be clean and pure. We agree about this. Right. Number one, al-istihbab. What means al-istihbab? That means natfu al-ana. Al-ana is meaning around the private parts of the Muslim male and female, there the hair will be growing. You cannot leave it for a long time because this will contains all the dirty, reduced by smelling. It will be against the fitra which Allah Ta'ala creating you to follow. To follow this kind of fitra. And the Sunnah, alhamdulillah, the Prophet, he left this world, but he left without the great Sunnah. So the ulama said, not allowed for the Muslim to go a maximum than 40 days. You cannot leave the growing because this is the nature of the disbelievers. You find the man either actually around his private parts, male and female. He let this grow, the hair to be growing and became like heavy. This is again the sunnah. This is again is actually what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's words and action. Therefore, all of us as a Muslim, we have a maximum time and we need to teach our wives, we need to teach our children, male and female, to be clean all the time. You could go less than that. It's not necessary to stay, but you don't have to leave the maximum time as Sunnah Sunan Abu Dawud wa Imam al-Tirmidhi wa Imam Ahmad. From Anas, that they heard the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, not allowed for any Muslim to leave it for more than 40 nights. 40 nights. So we need to be clean all the time because you and me, we know, we have our experience that if you leave this hair, it will produce what? That is meaning it may also contain some from the najasa without feeling. Sometimes for us actually we go and urinate and some of maybe some drops of this urinate will be stick to this hair. It may violate your wudu, violate your salah. So the number one for the Muslim to go for it is what? To clean our, to clean or shave or part. Both of them are valid. To shave it or, alhamdulillah, the technology today produce a lot of cream. If this is hurt, you understand, this is hurt, takes time from the Muslim, the male and female, but the Muslim has to be clean all the time in front of Allah because we need to defend our salah, to defend our purification. Number two, al-khitan. Khitan means circumcision.
And the ulama came in ikhtilaf about the circumcision. Number one, for men are very highly recommended by the Sharia in order that the male should go for circumcision. And we have some hadiths here I would like to review with you, inshaAllah ta'ala. أَشْمَعَ جُمْهُورُ الْعُلَمَاءِ The majority of the ulama consider the circumcision for men. We're going to think about men first. We consider the circumcision to cut the extra beef for the man which actually connected when he born. He came a boy, his mother delivered him with an extra skin over the top of his private part. This is recommended in Islam, wajib. The ulama consider it wajib. It means it's highly recommended. It's all in order to cut this beef for the man, the male. سنة أبيكم إبراهيم قال صلى الله عليه وسلم اختتن إبراهيم خليل الرحمن بعدما آتت عليه 80 سنة واختتن بالقدوم. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم in authentic hadith here mentioned in البخاري عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه وأرضاه that إبراهيم عليه الصلاة والسلام he made a circumcision for his own self after he reached 80 years old. That takes us in fiqh. Even if my parents did not do that for me, and I'm going now, I'm 30 years, 40 years, whatever it is, you still have time and chance. You must go and purify yourself, and you go for circumcision to cut the extra skin, which is connected to your private parts. So, Ibrahim, how he did it? Alayhi salatu wasalam, but qadum. You know the qadum is? Qadum al-lewa shikhna, the hammer, or hammer, or what? Yes. He took his private barb and he did it for himself. He put it over the rock and he cut it by himself. SubhanAllah. None one of us to the day need an incision and you don't have to go for it. But Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, he did it. And Imam al-Shawkani, rahimahullah, one of the great alim of al-Sunnah, he said, لم يرد تحديد وقت الله. Because al-Shafi'i, he said in his fatwa, in the opinion of the Shafi'i, rahimahullah, he said, as the day of number 7, after the mother delivered the boy, the day of number 7. But al-Shawkani, al-Imam al-Shawkani, rahimahullah, he said, there is nothing in the Sunnah to describe when the time will be valid. You could make it less than that. You know, a lot of children today, when they born, especially in the hospital, and they came and asked you, do you need circumcision for your son? Yes, I need it. They could do it the second day. They could do it the third day. Nothing wrong with it, inshaAllah ta'ala. It's not necessary. Al-Shafi'i, rahimahullah, his recommendation after 7 days. But you could go less than that, or after that, inshaAllah ta'ala, it's important for us to be, again, to go for the circumcision, inshaAllah ta'ala. And the ulama, as I say, they recommended high recommendation. It is wajib, obligation for all the male to go for circumcision. And as you know, before I forget this, that the Prophet ﷺ born with circumcision already. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, they did not do it for him. And also somebody else. Do you know who is this? Prophet Muhammad ﷺ and somebody else. Both of them, their mother delivered them in this life with full circumcision. He did not do it for them. Hadrat Isa alayhi salam, Isa alayhi salam, and the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, both of them, they born with circumcision. Alhamdulillah, Rabbi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We came to, inshaAllah ta'ala, the woman. Is the woman obligated also to go for circumcision? The ulama are in ikhtilaf. Some of them, they make it, yes, wajib. It's obligation, and the other ulama, this is fadl. Fadl, it means if the woman, she do it, she will do it, it will be better for her. It will be better for the man. Let me review all some of this, inshaAllah ta'ala. Now, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he told the Ummu Atiyyah. The Ummu Atiyyah narrated hadith from the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, she said, كانت هناك امرأة, where in Medina, a woman known in the community that she do this kind of surgery. The circumcision. And she heard the Messenger of Allah SWT, he said to this woman, and hadith mentioned in different scholars, Imam Ahmad, the Mizri, Abu Dawood. So they said that the Prophet SWT, he called this woman, قال لها,
أشمي ولا تحفي، أشمي ولا تحفي. دي هذا ايديا actually there's no shame in our religion and we need to clear it for the Muslim community. Inshallah this class will be in the website inshallah for the viewing. As you know actually the woman is right about there is a skin also, extra skin will be shown and come out from the tulip in the middle. This stuff, as you know, it is the monitor and the thermometer for the desire of the woman. Therefore, the woman in the West, she is in a top and highest. Those who leave it, they became in a top and became wild in the sex. They became wild in the sex because of this piece. This is the monitor for the woman in order to make the woman. So the Prophet ﷺ did to this. He is a professor. The one who was supported by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he told the woman in Medina, if she tried to do that kind of surgery for the girl, قَالَ أَشُمِّي. That means أَشُمِّي in the English language, like you bring something and smell it. You smell it. It means أَنْ وَلَا تَحُفِّ and don't go deep and take it. Everything completely, because if this piece will be taken a lot from this piece and you go deep and you take it out from the girl, it will cause that the girl to be hot, cold, and it's going to affect her husband and even her desire of illegal sexual intercourse with her husband legal. Legally, it will actually will be reduced. So we need the woman to be in balance. So the Prophet, he commanded the woman, if she do that kind of surgery, she go and take it like, just smell it, let's take something light from outer, very light, and don't go deep, because some of the ignorant women who do this kind of surgery back home, and they not do it by the doctor, he go and they make it deep. It caused harm for the girl, and it will make the girl actually not like this kind of desire or something like this. So this is the hadith number one. Before you go, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم هو أنظر للوجه وأحضر الزوج. He gives the reason for that. Why you have to take like a very little light from outside and don't go deep? Why? قال هو أنظر للوجه. It will be honor for the woman. It will be good for the woman's life. It will be an wa'ahbar al-zawj. And it will be also good for her husband in order to enjoy. Because Allah Ta'ala created the man, men and female, to enjoy each other. Is that right or not? Nothing wrong with this. Alhamdulillah, we married. Because Allah created us with this kind of desire. The man, he needs the woman, and the woman, she needs the man. So don't kill any one of them in order to make the other one dead and the other one is active. So we need both of them to enjoy the life of Islam and to make them life and to make them enjoy it. Subhanallah, that's some Muslims become extremists in this and they go and they make it deep. Astaghfirullah, we cannot do that also. And a lot of disease in the community. A lot of disease in the community, we need to clear this. And the reason actually for the group, the first group of ulama, they said, it is recommended for the woman to do, inshaAllah ta'ala, you are appointed to meet me tomorrow to continue this topic because I know you need to go. InshaAllah ta'ala, I don't want anybody, anyone of you to miss. We have a lot of stuff here. It's very important for our life. This is the sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But I owe you this tomorrow. We open the circumcision of the woman. Is that wajib or that is what is that? Is that desirable or recommended only without any sense? We'll see that tomorrow. We'll bring you the hadith of the Prophet and to show you, can I do it for my daughter or I give her option for her? That we're going to answer this tomorrow, inshallah ta'ala. He would ask to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to teach you all of us. Allahumma taqabbal minna wa aqbal minna. Waj'alna sababan lil ihsana. Allahumma afu an sayyi'atina inna kunna mawdhalimin. Ij'alna min al-muttabi'ina li kitabika al-karim wa sunnati rasulika al-karim. Allahumma ansur al-islam wa a'izz al-muslimin fi kulli makan. Allahumma ansur ahla misr. Allahumma ansur ahla misr. Ansurhum ala tughat al-hukam. وعلى ظلمة الحكام. اللهم يا رب تقبلنا في الصالحين ولا تخرجنا من هذه الدنيا إلا وأنت راضي عنا. اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات. آخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين جزاكم الله خيرا. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.